Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, it's Randy Rogers. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Randy?
I'm wonderful.
Randy
Rogers. Better than wonderful.
Randy Rogers on the line right now. You're going to be in Washington, PA, Wild Things Park for the Red Dirt Rock and Ribs Festival. How excited are you to be in Washington, PA, buddy?
Well, it will be my first time at the Wild Things Park. It will be. So
your first time.
What am I supposed to expect? What should I expect?
Well, let me just say you're going to expect a heavy accent.
Oh yes.
A lot of drunks.
Fun drunks.
And delicious food is probably what you're going to expect.
Delicious ribs.
That sounds perfect to me. It's perfect.
Good way to spend a Saturday, right?
Yeah, y'all should spend it with me. You coming?
Oh, absolutely,
oh,
dude.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, so Randy, have you ever been like in Pittsburgh and Western PA area before?
I've been, yes, of course. We've toured like, you know, all through the East, and you know, it's just my first time at the park, so I'm a little nervous. I mean, the thick accent, that's fine. The fun drunks, that's fine.
I mean, my gosh, you're from Texas. I mean, you guys should you already know this.
Yeah, we're good at all that stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Good. Randy Rogers, man. So your first time in Pittsburgh, like, you probably don't remember, but, like, I hope we made a lasting impression mm-hmm. on you and the fellas. Do you remember your first, like, experience and, like, your first thoughts of, like, this area? Like, is it like, holy crap, that's a lot of hills that I have to drive through?
You know, I think probably it was with Miranda Lambert on tour with her, or on tour with Dierks Bentley.
Ooh. Yeah.
Could that be it?
Absolutely.
And were you the one that was running around naked?
Yes, that sounds like Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do remember.
I thought you weren't going to tell that story there, Randy. I mean, come on, buddy. So we were just listening to your music because Kristen is now, I think, a new fan of Texas country.
Yes.
And realizing the difference between regular, like, normal country that you'll hear, but, like, Texas country has a huge following mm-hmm. and is loyal followers. But what is it about country music in Texas that sets it apart from any other type of music?
I can explain it really simple, in fact. So imagine growing up, like, idolizing Willie Nelson and idolizing George Strait. Mm-hmm. So that's my childhood to a T. So I could play and sing and write songs when I was, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old, and I wanted to be George, and I wanted to be Willie. And so I think I landed somewhere in between that. And I think, really, I mean, Texas music and the culture that Willie and Waylon created in the 70s in Austin, Texas,
yeah,
kind of spilled over. And then George, you know, became George Strait, you know, bigger than Elvis. It's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And had so much success at radio doing what I consider Texas music, you know, mm-hmm. Traditional country music, Bob Wills influenced, you know, swing, steel guitar, pedal steel guitar and fiddles.
Yeah.
You know, a more traditional sound. When George Strait first got to Nashville, they said, hey, this is never going to work. This is too country. You know, and that's when, you know, Kenny Rogers was having huge pop hits and
right.
Conway Twitty had crossed over. And so I think the it goes back way further than this crop, you know, my crop of guys like Pat Green and Jack Ingram and Wade Bowen and,
yeah.
and et cetera, et cetera, and et cetera. This goes back years. And it goes back really to when Willie left Nashville, came to Austin, Waylon went with him, and, you know, the rest is history. I mean, there's Robert Earl Keen. There's so many other people, Lyle Lovett, Guy Clark, Rodney Crowell. There's so many people that paved this highway.
Oh, yeah.
And it it is a tradition in Texas. Music people here love music. I mean, they go out to dances. They don't go to shows. They go dancing.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. unique. It's unique.
That you bring up a good point, because I'm personally a fan of the traditional country,
mm-hmm.
and I love line dancing. I do love line dancing, but around here, that's not common. That's not a thing that happens. Like, you don't go to a club and say, "I want to line dance." You go and you watch a concert. I want to dance.
Yeah, it's very hard to find.
Yeah, and you know, we two-step here, so it's like if you can't dance by the time you're about 15 years old, I mean, you're not talking to a girl. I mean, there's no way. You know? So, like, all of my friends' older sisters, you know, were teaching us how to dance when literally we were 12 to 14 years old. We were, you know, boot scooting it out there.
Yeah.
You know, two-stepping. And so, you know, it's just a different approach. It's a different way. And, you know, and that's nothing to take away from the pop country music that's, you know, very successful and played
right.
widely on the radio. I mean, everything has its own place, right?
Right.
I don't have a problem, and you'll never catch me talking smack about, you know, anything that is, you know, more popular than, you know, what I do for a living. But, you know, what I have is something that is rooted in tradition. It's rooted in, you know, the greats and giants of country music that have come before, you know, my band. And,
absolutely.
You know, I try to keep those traditions flowing. I mean, it's that simple.
That's easy enough right there. Since you brought up new pop country, whatever the way country is going right now, if there was one artist that you could collaborate with that is like a new artist, Luke Combs, Kane Brown, what one of those artists would you pick if you could pick one?
You know, I think, and I've said this before, I have a lot of respect for Eric Church. I mean, he's not up and coming, but, you know, I think Eric Church really has his, you know, handle on who he is and what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he also respects, you know, the music that sounds nothing like his, you know, and he has, you know, the same kind of feeling, and I think the same kind of take on life and his own music that I have. And so, Eric, if you're listening, let's, you know, write a song or two. you know, but as far as anything else, I mean, Luke Combs, let's face it, he's a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
He's the rock star on the planet. I mean, I think country music turns out, you know, one artist in a decade that is a superstar, and we have found ours. It's Luke. I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. You know, I would love to absolutely collaborate with him, go on the road with him, play shows. I mean, the good stuff there.
So I'm pulling up my phone right now. So
we're tweeting at Eric.
Group text, Eric Church,
and
Luke Combs.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I don't have their numbers. They're too big of superstars for me.
We're going to have to tweet at them multiple times.
Oh, man. Randy, you are the man. We can't wait to see you Saturday at Washington Wild Things Park for Red Dirt Rockin' Ribs Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait to meet you. We can't wait to have you perform your talents and do all your hits
in front
of Western PA, because we love good music and you got it, buddy.
And please don't be scared of us.
Yes.
No, I'm not scared at all. I can't wait. And look, hey, check everything out at randyrogersband.com. Follow us on Insta, Randy Rogers Band. And look, we just put out a new record in April. We're touring on that right now. We're playing new songs. We're playing old songs. It's our eighth studio record. Same five guys in the band for 17 years.
You gotta love it, man.
Still getting to do what I love to do for a living, and got the best job in the world. So thank y'all so much.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you later, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Looking forward to it. Adios.
We'll see you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!